Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Voices Carry for Animals, number 354 shows and counting this evening. This is just so wonderful. We're going to keep this radio platform going for the animals in need and distress because without us, they don't stand a chance. And we want to see them all live comfortably and in peace, you know, free from anxiety and the neglect and abuse. So what it takes is all of us to take that action. That is the key to unlock the door to all changes to be made. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host for Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, coming live to you every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. And you can listen in worldwide with unlimited listeners. So please keep spreading the word out there because, you know, we're the animals only hope to carry on for better lives and futures. And if we don't take action, guess what? We're just spinning our wheels. But last week I was off. I had a death in the family, a furry loved one. Her name was Serenity, and she was up there in age, and she had some serious health issue. She passed away in her bed peacefully, and she's in a better place. So it was very difficult for me, and, you know, you get so close to these, you know, your pets, and that they're, you know, when they pass away, it's so sad and heartbreaking. But she's gone and will never be forgotten. Serenity, love you forever. And tomorrow is my furry son, Buddy. He's been gone 3 years. He was also an awesome pet, furry loved one. And he was also up there in age. And there was two other ones, Kitty, that died December 18th. He passed away of 2020. And then there was Bear. He passed away in July 29th of 2014. And all of them were up there in age, everyone, and had health, you know, serious health issues. But they lived their lives at home. They finished off till death, until they passed away, because none of them have a happy story from the beginning. All four of them had been abandoned. And I had told them, you never have to be abandoned ever again. And you're walking into this home, and you have one till your death and power pass away, you know. So, you know, keep those pets, everyone, because they love that, and they want a home for life, not to, you know, dump them off of a shelter because they're the elderly. So please, everyone, you know, do your part and, you know, go out there, adopt, don't shop. And, you know, make it so the animals are living happily. Help save lives, you know, and go to the nearest shelter, meet your new furry loved ones, because that's what I had done. And, you know, we all know that these animals, these pets, don't have, you know, have a very long life anyway. So let's make the best of it and think about them and treat them good. Take plenty of photos, you know, of them, part of your family. They love to be included, love to, you know, talk to them and hang out and you know, they get cared for. And that's so important out there, everyone. So please, you know, take your pets, spend some time with them, talk to them, you know, because you never know. Serenity was awesome. She was found by one of my good friends, Sandy. She was living under a car, and Sandy took her in and said she was underweight and scared. And so Sandy had kept her for 5 years and got her back to healthy in a good home. And then there was too many dogs in her home, so she asked me if I would, you know, would want her. I said definitely. So between Sandy and I, her life changed for the better. She was just in a more comfortable setting in this home because there was too many dogs in her house. But I just want to go over a couple things. On Monday, May 23rd, is my father, George Dahmer, a.k.a. Chief White Owl, former professional wrestler of WWF, which is now WWE. It's his 14th anniversary of his death, and I want to give a tribute to him. George Dahmer, a.k.a. Former professional wrestler, Chief White Owl. Dad, you was my father and best friend, and still miss you 14 years later. They're always in my heart and my mind until we meet again in eternity. He was a victim of nursing home neglect and abuse. He was neglected at the nursing home, was found guilty of wrongful death and falsifying records. That was found back in November of 2012. And then I'm still fighting on the punitive damages where they mandated my mother to pay 50% of the punitive damages awarded by the jury to help improve the quality care of nursing homes. This is absurd. This is going to go into my sixth year of fighting this, the repeal it here in Florida. I need your support because I keep, you know, losing. I don't know what the problem is, what part of that they, you know, that the politicians don't understand that my mother shouldn't, or any other Florida resident or victim's family, should be mandated to pay 50% of the punitive damages to help the care, quality care in nursing homes or nursing home facilities. So I'll be going with that in 2023, and I hope I'll get all your support. I do have a, Marty Oakley and I have a Help Stop Elder Abuse group on Facebook, but please ask join, because we're all going to become the elderly if God is willing. And it's an ugly picture out there, everyone, and it's disgusting. Over National Center on Elder Abuse reported that there's over 5 million elderly that's getting abused, neglected, or exploited a year. What does that say about all of us not doing anything about it? We got to take, you know, do something, be their voices, and keep fighting on. But anyway, just a couple more things, and we're going to get this show started, because after all that, I do have some positive news coming in on a new podcast on Animal Advocates Radio, so we'll be discussing that. And this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online, and that's Marty Oakley. A big shout-out to her because she's out there with a very strong voice. She's got some hot topics on the PPJ Gazette and on TS Radio Network. And that's where Animal Advocates Radio, or Voices Cared for Animals, first originated from. And that was awesome because I did 163 shows on her network. And then still almost 8 years later, I got my own network after 4 years, but still running hot. And it's still a success because of all the former guests. A big shout-out to all of you and the callers and the listeners and you Animal Advocates rock. So we got to keep taking that action to see them changes to be made, okay, everyone? and Marty Oakley. I'm going to be having her on the show. We're going to schedule a show. It's a very important topic, but I'll keep everybody informed because she's awesome. She's an awesome friend and a strong voice out there. And thank you, Marty, for all you've done, because you've made a big radio monster out of me, an advocate, and I'm not going to give up, okay? So, and also a big shout-out to Animal Advocate Alliance, Gary Bowden. My shows are being promoted on their website, animaladvocatealliance.org, and if you go to AAA Radio, press that. You can press live because we'll have live shows coming soon, and also the on-demand episodes, and you'll see, you know, voices carry for animals and for the elephants, the kangaroos, and they're all archived. So please check it out. Please share the website. My AKA name is Mama Bear, and Mama Bear does care because she's on the air. Okay, everyone? And don't mess with Mama Bear, okay? But Animal Advocate Alliance is also on Facebook and also on Twitter. And if you go under Twitter, All About Animal Radio, that's what it's called. Gary Bowden, I can't thank you enough for all you've done. This is called major teamwork to see any victories, okay? And keep it up. I know he's on a roll. He's getting out there, and the show's starting up. Host to host, coast to coast, speaking out on air together for all the animals in need. So, everyone, I'm going to get started here. And I'm going to, Renee Jones was supposed to come on tonight, but she got strep throat. And also, in her place, I'm being on Dean Schaefer, and he's also a pit bull advocate, and he's been on the show several times. So we're going to have a rocking show this evening on another show, because we're going to be rocking the airways. We're going to be rocking the animals world, the pit bulls world, and all of them. But the topic is going to be new podcasts coming soon, Action Takers for Pit Bulls. And we will let everyone know about the time and date of starting. And also we're going to be discussing how you can get involved to help stop BSL breed-specific legislation in your state or city. But I'm going to go ahead and bring Diane on, and she's animal advocate and founder of We Love Pit Bulls group on Facebook. And want to welcome her aboard. She's a big supporter on this show, been on several times. Hey, Diane, thank you for joining us again. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Can you hear me okay? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear fine. Yep.
Okay.
That sounds good.
First, Debbie, I want to say, you know, I know everyone out there feels the same as me. You know, condolences to you and your family for all the losses. And I can just say one thing. May has not been a good month for very many people that I know. Hopefully, we can hope for June to become better. But I'm sorry, Renee couldn't make it, but Dean's here. Thank you, Dean. Let me see. I don't know where to start at, Debbie. I'm a little rusty here, but I'm going to try.
But anyway, Pitbull Diet. I'm Pitbull Diet, or Debbie on this radio show. But this is exciting news. I wanted to hear some good, positive news. And this is so uplifting and inspiring to be adding you to this new podcast that's coming soon. And like I said, we're going to let everyone know the time and date and everything and get it out there, because, you know, we need all your help. We want to see these pit bulls that are all so, you know, it's terrible what's going on with BSL. You know, they get the bad rap. One dog bites and they take it out on them all, and it's so wrong, Diane. But you want to refresh the audience, because you got a new Facebook page that's just started up and a group on Facebook, Action Takers for Pit Bulls, if everybody, you know, if you want to take that, because that's what we're looking for, Action Takers, right, Diane? Because we can sit there and talk about what's going on, you know, all the time between four walls or the phone or gatherings. But if we don't make, you know, take that step in the right direction and take that action, hey, we're only spinning our wheels, and we don't want to spin our wheels. We want to see change. We want to see these pit bulls get justice, you know, and live their lives like they're supposed to, right?
Yes, but, that's why you and I, Debbie, you know, when we come up with action takers for pit bulls, it's like bingo. You know,
yeah,
there it is.
I mean, it was awesome. It's strong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is.
So we got to, you know, stand together, work together, be team players. You know, strong leaders and supporters leads to strong victories. And we do see the victories, you know, but it seems like so many of them take so long, you know, year after year, decade after decade after decade, some coming in from the 20th century. What kind of excuses we have for that? Wasn't we working hard enough? We failed? What is the issue? Because BSL needs to disappear. You know, it's discrimination. It's stereotyping, prejudice, unfair, injustice. And not all dogs should be held accountable, and we hate to hear about a dog bite or mauling or whatever. But
right.
You can't take it out on all of them, Diane. It's wrong. It is so wrong.
Well, part of that is, you know, of course, the media. You know, I mean, there's so many myths out there, and I hope to, you know, be able to probably won't touch base on it right now, but eventually, you know, we will. You know, it just goes on and on, you know, from the media to lockjaw to, you know, it just there's every excuse that you can think of as to why, you know, people don't like pit. They just don't understand them. And that's what we're out here to do, to help people try to understand better. And, you know, we're willing to help anyone that's willing to, you know, to help our pit bulls.
Oh, yeah. And come together, you know, the more that, you know, people that we get involved, hey, the faster the changes, you know. And Mama Cat, you know, Ray Bittner, meow, always brings up strength in numbers. And that's so true because, you know, we all get together and we become stronger, and we contact those representatives, senators, sign those petitions, and have the petition, you know, holder go meet with the representatives. And that's how things get moving, because I've seen where they have banned, you know, BSL last year, and there's a couple this year. And so that took teamwork right there. That take, you know, we the people getting together with the politicians and working, you know, together on these issues. It didn't just happen with the politicians saying, okay, I think I'll stop BSL in this city or state. No, it takes teamwork, you know, so whatever it takes to do it. And you're an awesome advocate out there. And, you know, you got how many groups on Facebook?
You're going to make me say it, aren't you?
60 Facebook queen.
And 4 pages.
Wow.
64 pages. Yep.
That is awesome. You know that?
I'm trying and learning. Yeah, I really am. Thank you so much for walking me through some of these steps.
Oh, yeah, and I'm right beside you. We're a great team together. I've dealt with you so many years and working together. You know, we never gave each other problems. There was no drama, you know, with us. And so we built this trust up. And that's why, you know, I've known you so long. I said, hey, welcome aboard, Diane Lynn Echo, to Animal Advocates Radio. You have your own podcast now hosting it. And I'll be standing beside you, you know.
Okay.
And I remember you told me, you said it brought you happy tears. And I said, yeah, it does. That's some happy tears there, but what the self, you know. And thank you for all you're doing for the pit bulls. Pit Bull
thank
Diane.
Goodness.
I should have put AKA Pit Bull Diane.
Yeah.
Yep.
I did have my own podcast, and so I know a little bit about it. But like I said, I'm rusty on so much stuff right now.
Yeah, but you know what? Your podcast, everyone in them, all them shows are archived. There are We Love Pit Bulls podcasts on Blog Talk Radio. So if anybody wants to ever hear any of all their shows, you can always go back and listen to them, just like on this right here. You know, just press follow on the PPJ Gazette or on Blog Talk Radio under Voices Carry for Animals or Animal Advocates Radio, and it'll lead you right to all the archive links. This is so awesome. I mean, you talk about modern technology. You're talking 354 shows this evening that's archived, and that's almost 8 years worth. So go back and listen to her shows, too, because she was a great host. And, you know, just training you on this, Diane, you'll pick it up once you see it. And anything new, I know, and we'll get share guests. You know, you're going to have your own, you know, show going, and this is wonderful. I love it. You know, it's
well,
time
I'm
for
learning from the
animal advocates to expand, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, and you're with a lucky one, you know.
Thank you.
And they need our help.
We
never wanted action
they
takers
need all
for
of,
pit
they
bulls.
Speak up their voice, you know, like Debbie says, don't just put like and love and all that. Share.
Right,
you know,
exactly. You know, take that time, meaningful time, and do that because like pressing like and mad and ha-ha and all that doesn't serve any justice. If you press that share, it goes into your news feed, okay? And then it alerts more people because a lot of stuff, I know I go through my news feed, you know, not all of it, but it's there. And what draws my attention, how can I help out? What can I do? You know, because this radio platform is not the only thing I do. You know, if anybody wants to follow me on Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or Pinterest, you're more than welcome to because I post a lot of stuff on there important and also for the elderly, so elder abuse. And that
Twitter
needs help, everyone. Yeah, so Twitter is a big shout-out to all the Twitter followers out there because they're sharing the show massively, you know, and your advocates and on Facebook, you know, some friends involved and Facebook pages and groups. There's a big list of them, okay? And also on LinkedIn and Pinterest. So it all takes teamwork. And that, and you'll know once you get started again, you know, we'll all work together. And like, just like Gary Bowden of Animal Advocate Alliance, you know, we've talked about it several times. You know, well, hey, work together, we become stronger. We don't become weaker, we become stronger. You know, the more the better. And I'm going to be taking calls here in a few minutes. We got plenty of, you know, we got several callers that want to call in, Diane, so we'll take
all,
in a minute, and I'm going to bring Dean on. We're going to bring me and Dean
say
on.
One thing real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to say something real quick. Okay, I just want to say to the listeners, there are many well-known organizations that are hiding behind their actual agenda. So before you decide to support an organization, do your homework and do some real research and don't rely on the hype, please.
Yes, yes, definitely. Because we can't trust them all, you know, just like everything else.
Yeah.
You know, because we're living in a very non-trusting world. So do your homework before you do anything because we're living in those kind of times that it's sad and, you know, greed bullies take over and they want to take over. So they'll do anything to get that money and say they're doing things that they're not really doing, you know. So got to watch them because a lot of them like that profit before animals or profit before people. Yep. So, but anything, thanks for bringing that up.
I interrupted. Sorry.
Yep. Pitbull Diane. Woof, woof. Yep. And thanks for every angle you're doing. And best of luck on this new radio. And we're going to tell everybody once we get it together. It'll probably be on air by January 1st of 2030. Boy, we're. No, I'll just kidding, Diane. It shouldn't be that long, but we're going to make it good and professional.
It's in progress.
You know, it's in progress right now, everyone. So please spread the word. Get on there and press follow on Blog Talk Radio under my logo, Animal Advocates Radio. And every time there's an upcoming broadcast, it will alert you in your primary email. I even have them, you know, I even follow my own shows to make sure it's working right. You know, or the PPJ Gazette online, Marty Oakley on the right-hand column. Press follow, give your email address, and every time there's a new podcast, for my show, her show, or any hot topic articles, if that also will alert you in your primary email. So please spread the word, okay? Because that's just so important, right?
Yeah.
Take that time to spread that, you know, because on Blog Talk Radio, even on your promos when it goes out, on the left side of the screen, you can, you know, share it to any social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, email it, copy it, that crosses all of them, Pinterest, WordPress, you name it. You press that crosses all of them. And it doesn't take that much time. Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
You know, so, nope.
Sometimes it'll be where with Facebook, you got to go a little slow.
Yep. But whatever it takes, you know, get that word out there. Hey, we need to get, you know, more people involved. Because if you go to the word, you know, the roots of the problems and work your way up, common sense, you know, wins every time. And when you look at, you look like Dyla Claines with the Miami breach specification, you know, they're against that. It just lost again this year. So what does that tell you? Get more members, get more powerful, get more support, more proactive. And, you know, the people that's optimistic and keep fighting, because that's when you're going to win. We're in it to win it, not lose it. Right, Diane? But I'm going to bring Dean on here. He's still on air, okay?
Okay.
And I'm gonna call him Mean Dean, okay? The Pit Bull Machine. Hey, Mean Dean, the Pit Bull Machine. How are you? Welcome back.
I am doing great, Debbie. Thank you so much. Hello, Diane. Nice
Hi.
To be on the air with you.
Good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for coming on and filling in for Renee. You know, this is wonderful. That fit out good. And big shout-out to Renee. We'll have you on, Renee, again. So hope you feel better. She got strep throat. But,
I am very, very looking forward to this new podcast. I was part of Diane's old podcast. I am really looking forward because I really feel that this is going to be really, really good.
I do too. I have that good feeling, don't you, Diane? I mean, with your other podcast that was going, I was her first guest, if you remember that, Dean. a couple years ago, I felt so honored, you know, and then she's awesome. I mean, she's out there, a great voice for the animals, and she, you know, calls a lot in on this show for other animals too, which I think she multitasks like I do. And then Mama Cat, and pretty soon I see Mama Cat calling in, okay? So in a few minutes, I'm going to be bringing Mama Cat on because she hasn't been on air in a couple weeks, and I miss her too.
Debbie, I got a favor to ask.
Former guest. Yeah, go ahead.
I got a favor to ask. Can I interrupt this for 1 minute?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Debbie, we're honoring you tonight. This is for you. I've been working very hard, and these other people have been working so hard on this. We have a surprise for you.
What's that?
Tonight is your night to shine. These people that are calling in are calling to tell you how much they appreciate you, love you, and are with you.
Oh, awesome. That's so, you know,
so
great.
Like, Debbie, this is your life.
Yeah, that Debbie Dollar, this is your life, Mama Bear. You know? Hey, it's always my pleasure, everyone. You know? Hey, whatever we could do, uplifting for each other, inspired, let's do it. Let's stand together. Stand together
right.
And fight, okay? Because that's what it takes. And,
and I'm not sure, Debbie, but we were going to have a two-hour show. I'm not sure if that's still on or not.
2 hours tonight?
Yeah, so that we could cover everything.
Oh, you know what? There's so much going on right now. I just got a sad, you know, my son told me that my former father-in-law has got lung cancer up in Ohio. So I'm like overloaded for, you know, with stuff going on, trying to deal with Serenity. But I will do another show, you know, some other time.
This has been an idea of mine in the making for a long time. And
Yeah,
and it's going to happen because you so deserve it.
Yeah, okay. We'll get together on it, you know, but tonight the two-hour show is not really good, you know what I'm saying? It's with Serenity gone last week and my father, 14, you know, everything's hit me. I got to try to stay strong and say some prayers for me, okay, because it's tough sometimes. You know, it's not easy, especially you love them and you're close with them. That right there is something right that hits your heart. And that's why I took off last Thursday and everything, try to, you know, rejuvenate, get myself together and you know, take some time for mourning and stuff, because it's not easy losing your furry loved ones, you know. It's sad. Or your loved ones. That's another thing. So we're all on this earth temporarily, everyone, so death does not discriminate. So live life to the fullest, okay, and enjoy it, make the best of it. And I know in this world right now, it's high inflation and high anxiety society. We got issues coming in from every area, you know, every angle. Yeah. So use your voice on them, those two, and everyone, you know what I'm talking about, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can't just look the other way and let it happen. Oops, because you hear all kind of excuses, and you don't want to hear the excuses. But I'm going to take some calls, okay, Dean and Diane?
Yeah.
We got the three D's here, Debbie, Diane, and Dean, okay? Yeah,
the
I got to cheer
D's.
Up. Triple D's, okay? Okay, area code 719, I know who this is, Mama Cat, a.k.a. Ray Bittner, Strength in Numbers. How are you? So glad you called in.
I'm doing well, Debbie. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm trying my best, you know, and I wanted to stay on air because Mama Cat lost her furry loved one, Ladybug, like a week before I lost Serenity, and I want to give you my deepest condolences, too, because I know what you're going through, you know. And it's sad, but we've got your back, okay?
For a lot of people.
Oh, I know. It's been terrible.
Debbie, I just wanted to tell you how much I love you, how much you've opened my voice. I remember the first time you invited me on your show, I was a nervous wreck. I was afraid I was going to run out of stuff to talk about. I made notes so I wouldn't forget things. And before I knew it, the show was over. I didn't even get to talk about half of it. So I worried for nothing.
You worried for nothing.
You made it so easy, and that's basically what you do for everybody. You make standing up for the animals easier. You're a light in the dark. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you do.
Hey, Mama Cat, you know what? Those are beautiful and meaningful words. And you know something? I love you, too. And thank you for all your support on this show and outside this show, because we've become very close. And we'll always stay close, okay? And you're always, all of you are always welcome to the show. Call in whenever you want, because the more voices out there for the animals, the better. And the stronger we become, because we're standing up for their lives and their futures. We can't change the past, but we sure can change the futures. And let's see some more action takers come on board, okay? And thanks for all you
and
do,
you've
Mama
created
Cat, has,
a, you've created a huge
ahead.
Family. I mean, I've met some of the nicest, sweetest, strongest people on your show. Diane and Jennifer and Dean and Gary and Spencer, your mom, Renee, Chris Kelly. I mean, there's so many. And, you know, you've brought us all together. And basically, you're the mom. You've created this huge family of animal advocates. And you know, we all have a different corner of the world that we're fighting for, and you've managed to bring us all together. And so I just, instead of getting all sappy here, just want to let you know, thank you from the bottom of my heart. You've got my total support. I'm always here for you, whatever you need.
Oh, thank you so much, Mama Cat. And right back at you, too, okay? Because all of you, I mean, I've never connected with so many people in my life and seen, you know, coming in. So, you know, oh, this is great. Thank you for your powerful, meaningful words, you know. Big hugs to you, Mama Cat, and also Skylar and Allie and all you do. Because she has 115 cats and colonies that she takes care of, and had 125, got 15 adopted. But that's all heartfelt too, Mama Cat. And love to have you continue to come back on this show, okay?
Yes. I will. You know I will.
Okay. But you can stay on there if you want to. I got another caller calling in, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your meaningful words, and a big shout-out to my mother, Patty Dahmer, a.k.a. Moose. She doesn't look like a moose, but it's another name for Mom.
Woo.
She's listening tonight. So we'll be, you know, hanging in close because of my father's death 14 years on Monday. So we're a strong-knit family and so blessed and thankful. But love you, Moose, you beautiful woman inside and out. Thanks for all your support. Air code 708, you're live and on the air. Do you have any comments or questions for the guests, please, Diane Lynn or
hey,
Dean Chaffer? Yes.
Hi, Debbie. It's Nicole Hohas.
Hey,
can
how
you
doing,
know,
Nicole? Yes, I can.
Good. I wanted to call in and give my thanks and respect and praise for you for all of your hard work. I want to cry right now.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And Nicole was a former guest on here, Wild for Change. And she's also has her podcast. Yes.
Yes, I want to thank you, excuse me, for giving me the opportunity to be a for me to express what I'm trying to do for elephants and for all animals. And it just warms my heart.
Yep. I'm gonna keep it up too, Nicole. And I'm looking forward to have you on the show too. Okay, again and again. You're wonderful, and thank you for all you're doing.
Yeah.
She is a host on All About Animal Radio too, everyone. So she's doing two podcasts. So, and congratulations on that.
Yeah.
And I think you heard me earlier, host to host, coast to coast, standing or speaking out on air together. For all the our animal friends in need and distress, that's a team.
Yep. Thank you.
Yes.
And I want to say, you know,
thank
my
you
heart
for calling
and
your beautiful words.
Your condolences.
Yep. Thanks for
thank
everything
you,
you do. I've met so many wonderful people through this great advocates and made friends with them and guests got connected to working together. I mean, this is so uplifting to me, everyone. Thank you so much. You know, I do my best. And when we all work together and take action, hey, we're seeing changes. We're getting stronger and stronger, not weaker and weaker. You know, takes teamwork to see the victories. But thank you, Nicole. That's beautiful. And same with you, Mama Cat, and Pitbull Diane, and Dean. I mean, you're all wonderful. Keep it up. Keep spreading the word, you know. Share the shows and, you know, tell your families, your sons, daughters, spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, neighbors, coworkers. And because this show could really, really get, you know, increase. So Diane's coming aboard, and we want to give her a big welcome and support her, okay? But, Nicole, I got another call coming. You can stay on air. And I'm got your back, okay? You're awesome. All of you are. Okay, area code 530. Go right ahead. You're live and on the air.
Hey. How's all my wonderful animal advocate heroes, including the amazing, the wonderful, and one and only Pitbull Debbie? It's Jen. Hi, everyone. Yes. Yes. I'm echoing much of, what has already been said, Debbie. Words can't describe what you've been doing. I mean, we go back a few years, don't we?
Yes, we do. But, we have, haven't we? We have another former guest. And thank you, Jennifer, for calling in. You know, a big supporter and former guest. Look at all these wonderful guests I've had. Amazing. I can't think of one that was bad. I'm serious. It's been so great.
Yeah.
I had guests on air more than once, several times, and it's just so meaningful. And, you know, keep up the great work you're doing. Anti-dog fighting campaign. I mean, you're anti-dog chaining. I've had you on. I lost count. Okay. it's worth it.
I keep
it,
bouncing
so.
Back.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
it
Diane.
Is. Well,
go ahead.
I totally appreciate. Especially Debbie with the issue of tethering, long term chaining and tethering, providing a voice because, believe it or not, it's still an issue that. So many, even animal advocacy organizations don't even touch. They won't even touch it. And so I really appreciate you helping to provide an outlet to discuss it and keep this horrific torment of man's best friend and how it needs to change out in the open and keep awareness. So I really appreciate it. And I also... heartfelt condolences for your family and for baby. It's in such a hard time that you've been having. It's something when you lose our, loved ones like that, it's something to never get over. You just have to find a new normal. So I'm so sorry about your babies.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, you get so close to them and you love them and you bring back the memories and the memories flash right in front of you. You know, she was passed out and when I found her, she's, passed away already in her sleep. So I believe that and at home, and I believe that's the best way to go. I don't know, but,
you know
what I'm saying. So, she lived a long life and she was happy and you don't forget them. They walk beside you every step of the way. You think about them every day. I mean, you love them. And let me look at my father, 14 years already on Monday, and he's still in my heart and my thoughts. I'll never forget about him.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't. I mean, it's like, whoa, what? When we're all on this earth temporarily, death does not discriminate. We don't not guaranteed an age or what's going to happen.
Nope.
And same with our pets. So enjoy them, everyone. Spend time with them and take those photos because it means so much. Because after they're gone, all you have is their photos or whatever you kept of them or their toys or whatever. But enjoy those times. Make sure. I wish all of them was in a tender, loving, caring home because that's what they all deserve. And that's why I'm on this radio platform because – when you hear of all the bad stuff going on, and it's like enough is enough, time to take action, time to bring it to the spotlight because we can't deal with this with, slap on the wrist laws and, people making excuses to other actions, having these big temper tantrums and, I got in a fight with my wife or husband or this or that happened or my child. No, there's no excuses for animal abuse, child abuse, elder abuse, okay? No excuse for it. They shouldn't have to pay the price for bad behavior of that whoever, they turn into a victim. And it's not right.
Right.
But, Jennifer, thanks for everything you're doing, too. And I'm waiting for Diane's son to call in. Diane's son, please call in if you want to get on air. Okay, because we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, thank you so much, Debbie. And congrats, Diane, to your renewed podcast. I had fun doing the podcast with you before. That's cool. I'm glad you renewed and started back up. That's awesome.
I know
she's
we're
going to be on mine.
Say, everybody
she's
going to
be on Animal.
I'm going to bring you on.
I'm sorry.
On.
Okay.
Everyone that's in here that's been a guest of the shows and everything, I want to bring you on whenever my podcast gets going.
That sounds awesome. I would love to.
Oh, yeah, because I remember, Diane, before when you had your own, we connected each other with guests and everything. It was all teamwork, and that's what Gary's doing, too. And Nicole Rogers and, you know, with Wild for Change, you know, they're on together, or she's co-hosting for Animal Advocate Alliance, All About Animal Radio. And this is wonderful. I mean, coming together and working together, it's so meaningful. You know, that's what it takes. We are strong, and we're going to stay strong. Yep. So,
in numbers, ladies.
Yeah, and Diane's son, if you would press 1, I know you're in the queue because we've got a packed house tonight. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for joining in. Press 1, and I'll bring you on air. I believe his name's Arthur, right, Diane?
Yes.
Okay. Arthur, if you're one just came in, but I got disconnected or something. But anyway, this has been awesome. This has been a special edition there, Diane and Mama Cat. And, you know, it's awesome. And Nicole and Dean, look at this. Diane, all of us, former guests. And showing your appreciation. I just had another caller call in, area code 203, press 1 to let me know if that's you, Arthur. You're in the queue and you want to come on air and speak to your mom, Mama Bear. Another Mama Bear and Pitbull Diane. That's why I am Pitbull Debbie, Mama Bear, okay? Mustang Debbie. Okay, here we go, Diane. I believe this is him, okay? Live and on the air, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. How are you this evening? You got any comments or questions for the guests? Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Tuffy, do you hear me? This is Barbara from Connecticut.
Yeah, Barbara, how are you? I thought that
was
another one calling in.
I just got home, and I just said, oh, my God, I forgot the darn show. And then I heard you say 203, and I was just going to listen. But I don't mind. I'm on. I missed the whole show, I don't know what. So
you can
maybe
speak
I should hang up
want,
so
Barbara.
Someone else
Thanks
could.
For calling in. No, you're fine, you know.
Oh, I
thought it was, I
don't
I
want
gotta
to say.
Get, no, you're fine. You know, thank you for tuning in and all your support. Because
I know, but
I'm all this together.
Hi, Di. I just remembered. I'm so sorry. I don't want to take someone else's spot because I don't even know what the show is about. I just said, let me call.
I'll fill
I
you in.
I'll hear it. I wanted to hear what was going on. I was like, I don't remember. Just give it. Oh, no.
Was this the pitbull one?
Yeah, there's a new podcast I'm putting on Animal Advocates Radio. We haven't got the day and time yet. We're getting close. We're preparing for it. We're excited. But we'll let everybody know, okay? We're getting it ready now. And Diane's going to be hosting, so we've got to welcome her.
Right. I know. Yes, my friend.
Isn't this great?
Yes. Yeah, it is great. I'm happy. Yeah, I want to get involved. I just apologize. I just had so much stuff going on. But I'm going to hang up so someone else can get on, and I'll listen, because I don't want to take someone's spot.
Thank you.
I apologize.
You're more than welcome to call in anytime you want to, okay, or listen.
That's
with everybody. The more voices and action takers for these animals, the better and faster the changes. In order to see change, we got to take action. No questions asked, okay?
Right.
So
I mean, Well, I'll listen. Let me let someone get in because you don't have much time. I'll go back.
You got 10 minutes
left. Thank you, and good luck, guys.
You know.
Bye, Barbara.
Okay. Yes, Di.
Bye, Barbara.
Bye. I got a bad connection, too. Bad connection. All right. Take care, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Anyway, another supporter of the show, Barbara. Thank you for calling in. This is so meaningful, everyone, to have all of you. You know, we stand together, right? We stand together and work together. And that's what it takes. We bring, cheer each other up, bring positivity into this world because we need it. Either bringing the negative into the positive. And these pit bulls, they need our help, okay? It's been going on too long, BSL, because it's, you know, we got to do something. And there's plenty of states out there that are still have it. So whatever you can do on Facebook, you know, join Diane's new page, Action Takers for Pit Bulls. Press like and share, invite friends, you know, and also we got a group, Voices Care for Animals support group on Facebook. It has over like 6,300 members asked to join and share. And also a recent one a couple months ago, Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. That's a new one that she switched over. Thank you, Diane. That was awesome. I changed the name of the group. And we could use some new, you know, more members out there. And so Diane and I could go, welcome. Right, Diane? Welcome aboard. And help us out, please.
Monster, huh? We got a chain going here.
A human chain reaction to take action, okay?
Yeah.
And Mama Cat? I really appreciate all of you. Yep. It's awesome.
We got any more callers?
All right, any more callers? And Diane, have you called your son, Arthur? Because I know he's not showing up there. Would you give me the area code? Because he's not showing up under yours.
724.
Because it'll be 724, right? Area code?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I just reminded him.
No. Okay, you got a hold of him? Because we only have 7 minutes left.
Yeah, I know. You got to love them.
I hate to bring him on and then have to hang up on him, you know?
Yeah.
But soon as, and Diane has a group, We Love Pit Bulls, on Facebook, okay? And it has over 77,000 members from Pit Bulls. So please check that out. Have you seen that, Mama Cat?
Yeah, I'm a member of that group.
Okay. But she's got all these groups. She's the Facebook queen. We'll never beat her out on that title.
She really, really is the Facebook queen. I try to help her as much as I possibly can. I've been helping her since 2012. But, man, did she have a lot.
I guess so. You know?
Busy, busy,
and
busy.
And thanks for all you do, Dean, because you're awesome, too. And, when we all work together for these groups and stuff, you know, on Facebook and the pages, and when we come together, and we don't want no problems, everyone. We want to take care of business, because when we have issues with some of these drama queens and stuff, or kings, we don't have time for that. It takes time away from us for helping the animals. We're all in it to help. Right. We're all in it to win it, not lose it. So we're on zero drama. Yep. I mean, I'm not into it because I'm not going to sit there and fight with somebody behind the computer and I really don't know who they are. It's not going to happen. And you know what the good news, everyone? Nobody's ever bucked up against me on this show to say what I'm doing is wrong. And that's something you would think somebody, but nobody, zero. And that's something
they know better.
I've had, they said, don't mess with Mama Bear.
That's right.
Right? But isn't that something that says awesome?
Debbie,
I remember a prank call that came in.
What's that?
Oh, sorry, go ahead, Diane.
Oh, yeah, that, the prank call, but not somebody come face-to-face with me and say what I'm doing is wrong. I've been, my 9th show on Marty's network got hacked. No, it was a 7th show. I've had problems with, you know, hackers and cyberbullies and like that, but nobody's ever stepped to the plate to come to tell me to my face or on the computer or wherever that what I'm doing is wrong. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think that's a huge plus, because you would think somebody would, you know, buck up against me and try to say, oh, what you're doing is wrong for the animals. How could you do that? You couldn't, because they deserve their peace. And I believe this is your son calling in, Diane. Arthur?
Yes.
Area code 724. You're live and on the air. And welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. We're having another great show this evening. So glad you could join us. Welcome aboard. Is this Arthur?
This is Arthur. How you guys doing today?
All right, Arthur. Welcome aboard. Your mom is getting her own podcast again on Animal Advocates Radio. Thanks for calling in.
Glad you have me. Thank you.
Yeah.
What are we talking about, Mom?
We're just talking about, you know, my new upcoming podcast and everything, and how excited everybody is, and you know, I just wanted to bring you on so that, you know, because you're my son, and I know you don't understand what podcasts are, but I'll get around to explaining it to you. But
I know what podcasts are. I just wasn't sure of the topic of what this week's was going on the show tonight.
Oh, pretty much me and my new stuff.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. I think you're going to have your own show, huh?
Yes.
Oh, okay. This is pretty exciting. So you're going to have your own podcast, and you'll run it, be able to talk about, you know, all the different aspects of what's going on in the real world.
Yes.
Information out there.
It's called Action Takers for Pit Bulls.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was it again?
Action Takers for Pit Bulls.
Action Takers for Pit Bulls. Oh, okay. Action Takers for Pit Bulls. That's great. I'm going to share them on my social media.
Okay.
Oh, good.
I think so much for
the
your
more participation, the better. You know, whatever
that's
it takes.
That's how it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I have to say hello, Arthur. This is Dean. How are you doing?
Dean. Hey, how you doing, man? It's good to hear your voice.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I've been pretty busy, but I'm very well. Thank you.
I'm glad you're on board with your mom's podcast, and we just have to make sure she has a good internet signal from her house.
Oh yeah, she does. We've got a Comcast connection running down there at 50 meg down, so she should be good.
Good. It was kind of a joke because she didn't have internet for a day and a half or 2 days, and she almost died.
It took him 5 hours to walk through
that. Hey, when that internet goes down. My mom goes crazy.
Yes. Okay, everyone, the show is going to – hello, everyone. I hate to interrupt you, but the show is going to end in like a minute and a half. And I want to really thank you, Diane, and I'll be working with you on your new podcast, okay? Dean Schaefer, thank you for coming back on. Mama Cat,
thank you very much, Daddy, for
calling in and all your support. You're so welcome. And Jennifer Gnady, thank you for calling in all your support. Looking forward to having you on the show. Nicole Rodas, thank you for calling in. Wild for Change, another podcast host. And a big shout out to everyone out there for joining in for us. It was a great show again and so meaningful. And thank you for all your beautiful compliments and words and support. It means a lot, everyone, okay? And thank you, Barbara Damitas. Thank you for calling in, another support of the show. Big hugs to you. And next week, everyone, we are going to be having Carol Walker, and she's a wild horse and horse fine art prints by her. And we'll be discussing the wild horses and her books and everything. So hope you join in 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. listening worldwide. Press follow these shows if you want to hear these podcasts delivered right to your email, primary email. Everyone have a nice and peaceful evening, and may God bless you all. Okay? Thank you for tuning in and your continuous and ongoing support.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
And then, united we stand, together across